Hello and thank you for tuning in to Sideline Story, your destination for sports news, analysis and discussions. I'm your host Yang Guan and we have Fu Yu and Tian Yu joining us. Today we are going to touch on the fierce title race in the English Premier League. It's now a seesaw battle between Arsenal, Liverpool and Manchester City. The Gunners and the Reds are on 64 points, while City is just 1 point behind. 10 rounds remaining now. The title contention is wide open and, of course, fascinating to discuss for football fans like us. Fu Yu, I will start with you. Okay. When we look at the game schedules of the rest of the season, which team of the three powerhouses do you think will have higher hopes of lifting the English Premier League trophy?
Well, we haven't seen a three-way title race in the English Premier League for a long time. Mm. And if you look at the standings, only, just like you said, only 2 points separate the three biggest contenders. And those three teams, I think they've all proven that they deserve to be where they are at this point. Speaking of their performances this season, Arsenal's big wins on the road and winning streaks for both Liverpool and Man City. And it's also worth noting that all these teams are still in European football as well. Mm. Each has a tough month to deal with until the end of this season. So I still think City are the most likely winner because of their experience and depth. We've talked about how City have so many quality and top-class players in their lineup, in all positions, actually, that some of them, the really good ones, don't even get enough field time. And the core players, such as Erling Haaland, Kevin De Bruyne, have both emerged from their injuries and seem to be doing quite well. Exactly what people expect them to step up, but still, I think their performance so far is quite reasonable. And there's one thing I think that may derail City's title defense, which is Guardiola's whimsical and sometimes risky decisions. There are certain things that he seems to be obsessed with, and I think those could backfire as the season goes deep. So unless Guardiola decides on some very unusual lineup or some out of the ordinary tactical changes, I think City will eventually lift the Premier League title.
Yeah, that's the problem with the City. Guardiola, I think he always wants to try something new against different teams. He always wants to surprise the opponents, but in the end he surprised his own players. I think City is the safest option if we can put our money on it in this title race. But it's very interesting. I saw some comic pictures made by social media users the other day and depicting the title races across different European leagues, and for the Italian Serie A, it's a person comfortably lying around. That person represents Inter Milan.
Yeah, the runaway leader.
And watching dozens of people representing the rest of the Italian teams fighting beneath him.
Second place.
And for the German Bundesliga, it's photographed Xabi Alonso point to a tomb which has a Bayern Munich logo on it. And for the English Premier League, it's three cars racing wheel to wheel against each other on the track, representing the race between Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal. So it's those pictures are some vivid depiction of reflecting the current title contentions of different leagues. For you, Tian Yu, it's a very intense season so far. Do you think it will change in the following remaining rounds?
Well, if we only look at the remaining games of the three horse race, I would say Liverpool tends to have the easiest remaining schedule out of the three contenders. The only games to me that can pose some challenges for them are against Man United, Tottenham Hotspur, and maybe Aston Villa. And that's it. So the schedule is definitely on their side. And if you take a look at their last game, the legendary match against the reigning champion Man City, we could see that this Liverpool, the players are all in their best forms. They're playing very aggressively, and they all look very motivated, even as Jurgen Klopp just announced his departure at the end of the season. And I think everyone at the club is willing to do whatever they can to give Klopp a perfect end to his Liverpool career. And I think the only problem this team is facing right now, and a pretty big one, is their long injury list. It's very likely that Diogo Jota can't be back for the Reds in March, but Mohamed Salah is back now, and he just proved that he's recovered really well. And if the other key players like Alex Arnold and Alisson Becker can't come back in the coming games, I think things will definitely look very positive for them. But despite their bright title winning prospect, the threat of Man City still looms large. Mm. It seems like Jack Grealish's injury has dealt some heavy blow to the city's attacking side, and Erling Haaland seems to be less efficient in this season. But still, it's the city. They have the ability to turn things around. Like Fuyu said, Kevin De Bruyne is back, and he has injected a lot of more energy and creativity to City's front line. So eventually, I would still say the title race will still come down to the wire. And the game between Arsenal and Man City at the end of March, I think, would be the defining game. If City wins the game, I think it will give them a lot of more confidence in defending their title. And if it comes to a draw, or if Arsenal wins it, it will give a big advantage to Liverpool, considering the fact that remaining games of the Gunners are a lot tougher.
Yeah, it's a very tricky situation out there. You mentioned Liverpool's injury plague. I agree with you. The injury problem has hurt this team a lot. When I actually watched the game between Man City and Liverpool last weekend, and when I saw the starting lineup, a few names I couldn't even name, a few players. Yeah, but it turned out they really performed really well against City players, especially in the midfield. The Japanese player, I forgot his name, and a couple of other unusual starting lineup players really sustained City's attack really well. When I look at the remaining schedules of the English Premier League, I noticed one team, that is Tottenham. Tottenham is a team that will play each of the three title hopefuls. So I think the Spurs may be the one that decides this result of the title race. From my perspective, this title race in the Premier League will probably last till the end, till the final round or even the final minutes. Like what happened 2 years ago when City only managed to win the title in the final round by coming from 2 goals down to beat Aston Villa. It was quite a thriller. This time, I expect similar things to happen. I think the title race will eventually narrow down to the battle between City and Liverpool again. Arsenal has tougher schedules to deal with, and I would very much like to see Liverpool finally winning the trophy and sending it to Jurgen Klopp as a goodbye gift. And I would be very happy to see that happy ending. Tianyu, you mentioned Jurgen Klopp is about to leave at the end of the season. For Liverpool fans, it's really big news.
Sad news.
Yeah, of course. From your perspective, what does Jurgen Klopp's outgoing status mean to Liverpool in their remaining games? I mean, across different competitions, they are still in the Europa League and FA Cup. Does his departure mean a slump for the Reds in the following seasons, in the future?
Well, I think in the short term, the news of Jurgen Klopp's departure tends to make the Liverpool players more motivated and united. Like I said, they want to create a grand finale as an end to Klopp's 9-year spell in the Reds, if I'm correct. But in the long run, I think it would definitely take a toll on the whole club. I think Klopp's name has already become closely intertwined with this team. He has brought so much to the club. The tactics, the titles, and the choice of players are pretty much determined by the club over the years. And once he left the club, the future of the team is hanging in the air. And the choice of the next manager is still in doubt. And that would give the club a passive role in the transfer market. Players would have second thoughts about whether they should go to Anfield, as they don't know who they will be working for. Mm. And also, a lot of the key players in the team, like Mohamed Salah and Van Dijk, will see the expiry of their contract soon. So they've been playing under the coach of Klopp for a long time. So his departure will certainly affect their decisions on whether to stay in Liverpool or not. So I think chances are very high that the Reds will face a very hard time in the next seasons after Klopp left.
Mm. I think Klopp's status of he's about to leave in the club, as you said, left two scenarios here. Mm-hmm. One is the players really want to win games for Klopp mm-hmm. in his final season with the team. And meantime, they have to think about their next season, their mm-hmm. future with Liverpool. Should I stay with the team? Should I go? So it's I think players need to think now which mm-hmm. scenario they should, you know, put priority mm-hmm. on. Fuyi, what do you think?
Yeah, the situation you just said reminds me of what they do in Formula One. Sometimes a team has to decide if they want to focus on upgrading this season's car or give up this season
exactly,
and start developing for next season. About Klopp's departure, I think just echoing some of the opinions that you just both shared, I think the announcement that he will leave at the end of the season will have more positive than negative impact on the squad. Of course, Klopp is one of the most celebrated managers in the club's history, and also the management board trust him. So I think even if he decides to prematurely terminate his contract, he's still very well beloved by the fans and the player
of course,
this team. And so that will give the players extra motivation to bid him farewell with some silverware, whether that's the league or the cup title. And if you follow discussions about Klopp's future, at least here in China, you'll notice that there's little or no mention about whether that'll affect the team. So I think it's not a problem this season. Of course, it doesn't happen until it happens. And for players who are focused on winning games, and for us as well, who are neutral football fans when it comes to the Premier League, we can't say that about Brendan, but he's not here today. And so enjoying the remainder of the season and watching the show is the most important thing for us at the moment.
I agree. Even though I'm pretty leaning to Liverpool now, because I kind of like Jurgen Klopp's style, and I really hope he can coach the German national team
national
in the future.
Team.
But yeah, we would like to see a fierce battle between these three teams. I think Liverpool players are now, as Tianyu mentioned, are super motivated after Klopp's announcement to leave. I assume the players would do everything they can to say goodbye to Klopp from the podium rather than from the locker room. Just imagine Liverpool takes the league trophy at Anfield in the final round against the Wolverhampton. Tens of thousands of fans chanting, "You will never walk alone," in front of Klopp. The German,
and they will lift Klopp rather than the trophy.
Exactly. the German coach waves goodbye with tears in his eyes, just imagine, and for the last time makes his signature pump selections. I'm not a Liverpool fan, but I can easily cry now. Just imagine
that's a touching scene.
Yeah, it's really a touching scene to experience. I think it would be an end of an era for Liverpool. So I think everyone on the team now wants to end it perfectly. I kind of felt it already when Liverpool drew City last weekend. Their players were like a wolf pack, tirelessly running, tackling and attacking. It was fascinating to watch. I do think Liverpool will end up like what was like after Alex Ferguson left Manchester United. the slump would be inevitable, I think. And it would take years for them to recover. Look at United now.
When Brandon comes back, we can talk to him about it. I'm sure he'll have a lot to share with us.
Yeah, I think he will agree with me that they're struggling right now after years after Ferguson left the team. They still haven't walked out of this. Maybe it's the side effect when you have a long-term successful coach on the team.
Yeah.
When he leaves, the more glories he has earned with the team, the more pain he would leave behind. Yeah. It was the case for United. It was the case for Arsenal. Now it will be the same case for Liverpool, I think. By the way, that's why I'm thinking Xavi Alonso would rather choose Bayern Munich than Liverpool next season. Because, I mean, the club set the bar really high, too high actually. And Alonso would be afraid of not being able to fill his shoes.
Yeah, like what people here say, he will be arriving at Liverpool in hell mode.
Yeah, exactly. The difficulty would be huge.
Yeah.
But with Bayern would be rebuilding. Mm. Alonso can start from the scratch. And I suppose the players on the team would support him. You won't hear anyone from the team say, "This is not our old boss did." But with Liverpool, you will hear this a lot.
Yeah.
Fans
will be complaining a lot.
Yeah. Our dear Jürgen never did something like this. It would be like someone missing his or her ex so much. And meantime, complaining the current partner for not doing something equally good. So I think Liverpool would undergo some long and unhealable pain in the next few seasons. Now, turning to City, I think they are, as we said, they are the highest hopeful of earning the Premier League title this season, considering their performances from the past few seasons. But there are some fans claiming that Erling Haaland is less influential and sometimes almost invisible on the pitch in head-to-head clashes against the title rivals, especially from the heavy clash against Liverpool last weekend. Fuyi, do you agree with this claim?
I get what you're saying, and I think you're referring to not only the game against Liverpool in particular. Haaland's performance in City's game against United not too long ago also seemed quite off to some critics. Based on that game, I mean the game against United, based on that game alone, Haaland doesn't seem the self-help type of player. I mean, you don't see him completing the dribbling and the shooting on his own, but you can't really blame him because of his position. He is a forward after all. But I understand where the frustration is coming from. Missing the shots and wasting chances, it's quite frustrating for a lot of people who follow City. And I think the claim that he's not influential is not doing him justice, and I don't quite agree with that. Despite his struggles, if you look at the scoring sheet, he still does quite well.
Yeah, he's the top scorer.
And at the end of the day, it's a competition, and all that matters is scoring goals and winning games. So I think as long as he brings firing power into the squad, I think Haaland's fine.
Yeah, I think Haaland's, like you said, at City, he needs a lot of support from his teammates. He needs someone to feed him in the penalty area, rather than, you know, in the case with Dortmund, you see this a lot when Haaland is able to run from this box to the other, and scoring goals. It was crazy. But with City, I don't know if it's because of Pep Guardiola's tactics or not, but Haaland, I don't see him fulfilling his potential.
Yeah, because probably because his teammates all do so well that he doesn't need to do so possible. Much of the take on so much of the responsibilities.
And as you said, he's still the top scorer of the Premier League, even though a lot of those goals were scored against some weaker sides. It seems like he's someone always bullying someone, some others who is smaller, but against a bigger heavyweight, he kind of steps back. I have to say Haaland was almost missing last weekend against Liverpool. Virgil van Dijk was excellent guarding him, but Haaland was kind of lost himself. I mean, he could have drawn back a little from the front to get the ball, like what Harry Kane does with Bayern Munich. He could have moved to the two sides more. But no, he was just stuck there around the penalty area, waiting for someone to find him. I don't know it was the, as he said, the tactics arranged by Pep Guardiola or not, but it was a very quiet night for Haaland. Remember, a player scores like he breaths against those mid-table and down-the-table teams. And he had some low-par performances as well recently against teams like Chelsea, United. Perhaps he's still looking for his space after recovering from the injury. Now, we have to talk about Arsenal as well, because it's a three-way fight. And Arsenal, last season, they experienced an, I would say, unpleasant journey in the end, with their lead overturned by City.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah, they led for majority of the season, then City smelt at the end. Do you think, Tianyu, they have learned lessons this season and will avoid going down that road again?
Well, personally, I would really love to see Arsenal win the title this season, partly because I really like the current squad of this team with its vitality and vigor, and also because they've been waiting for this title for too long, just like United. The last time they lifted the league trophy was over 20 years ago. And yeah, like you said, last season they had a very big chance of winning it, but only ended up giving it away to Man City. I think their motivation and performances this season really makes them deserve this title. Just check out the results of the game, the game's results over the past few months, and you will know how strong their attacking power is this season. 5-0 against Crystal Palace, 6-0 over West Ham United.
Yeah, they are scoring machine.
Yeah, and 5-0 versus Burnley. So momentum, I think, is definitely on the Gunners' side. But realistically, if we take a look at the remaining games of the season, I must say there's still a very big question mark hanging over their future. They're going to face Chelsea, City, Brighton, Aston Villa, Hotspur, and Man United.
Schedules.
Yeah, in the rest of the season. So these teams will really be tricky to handle. And Aston Villa, Hotspur, and United are all very close in terms of rankings, and they're all fighting for a spot in next season's Champions League, and I'm sure they will be really happy to cause some trouble to the top-tier teams. And even though Arsenal is quite a different team compared to last season, they've brought in some key players like Declan Rice and Kai Havertz, whose performance is better than what the fans expected. And they seem to have learned their lesson from last season. They're playing more wisely and know how to control the games. But still, in terms of depth and experience, I don't think they could compete with City or Liverpool. Their squad is not strong enough to sustain
and
any
also quite
injury.
Young.
Yeah, to a key player like Saka or Odegaard. So even as I really want to see them win a title, I think Arsenal fans should still be realistic and lower their expectations.
Yeah, it's a very young squad. Even their head coach is very young.
Yeah.
And speaking of Havertz, I don't think. I mean, we joked a lot about this player in the beginning of the season, but it turned out he performed really well recently. He kind of has become the mascot of this Arsenal squad. As you said, their remaining schedules are looking very dangerous right now. Fu Yu, do you think they can hang in there and keep pace with the rest of the two teams?
First of all, I love how you transitioned and brought all three teams into the conversation. And I also love what Tianyu just said, that he would really love to see Arsenal winning a Premier League title. So now each of the three teams have got a supporter from our team. And about Arsenal this season, to be honest, at this point, I don't think it's in their hands anymore, because City's depth, their quality, and also the intensity that they play with is simply too much for Arsenal or for any other team. Arsenal got this far with their consistency, but the question is whether they can maintain that going deep into the season, where both fatigue and pressure could play a part. And I think it'll be a good test for the young players on this squad. And if they manage to wait through this challenge, I think it'll transform not only the players themselves, but this squad potentially for the next few seasons.
They could probably build a dynasty.
But they still have to deal with the Champions League games. I think maybe Man City and Arsenal can discuss this a little bit.
Which one do you want?
Yeah, you can focus on the Champions League, and I will carry the Premier League title. We can have a discussion about this.
And City would say, no, I want them more.
City always wants the Champions League.
If they were to choose only one, I'm sure Arsenal would love the Premier League title.
I agree. I mean, Arsenal performed really well lately, even though they have some shaky performances in the middle of the season. I think they are more mature this season and keep good consistency, like Fu Yu said. But good is not enough when you have rivals like City and Liverpool. You need to go beyond your boundaries to beat those two teams. I think fans still remember the crazy 2018-19 season when City finished 98 points and Liverpool 97. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Neither team lost the points in the final few rounds and pushed the title race to the last round. I don't think Arsenal is ready yet to deal with that scenario. That's all right. And the following 2 months of the English Premier League will be so interesting. I can't wait to see how it ends. I think so do you guys. That is all we have time for this week's episode of Sideline Story. Thank you for joining us, and please leave your comments wherever you listen to our program. Thanks a lot. See you next time.